With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The golden rule that we all learned as kids is to simply treat people the way we would like to be treated.
This applies to all areas of our lives. The music industry is a surprisingly small community, so be nice.
Hey, how's everyone doing? For Bridging Atlantic, I'm singer-songwriter Marcin Riley from Canada.
And I'm music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland.
And you're watching B-Sides, a show empowering musicians with knowledge and advice. If you're new here, subscribe.
So today we're going to be talking about being nice. That's pretty much the summary of what we're going to be talking about here.
It's simple as that.
Yeah, mostly specifically in the music industry, about treating people well, being professional, and the reasons why it's so important to do that in an industry like the music industry, which is so small.
As Taylor Swift will tell you, reputation is important, okay?
If you don't want any bad blood. Well. Yep, I went there.
You went there. You know, if you don't treat people well, you know, you're not going to get far. You know, people do start attaching you to the persona you put out there, you know, and it kind of sucks. You can have one bad day and have one bad encounter and that person can think that you're a jerk forever, you know, but, you know, that's okay. You might have those moments, but just apologize. Let people know that was a bad day. You know, people will be more forgiving of you than you probably think, you know, 99% of the time, just try to be your best self. Be kind to people. It is so incredibly important. It goes a long, long way.
In the music industry, it's such a small place and everyone does tend to know each other. Word travels fast. So if someone has a good experience with you, that word will travel. If someone has a bad experience with you, that word will probably travel faster and probably also reach more people. And that does not do wonders for your reputation, let me tell you. So you always want to try and leave a really good impression on people and treat people really well. And I think to go back to your point about if you're having a bad day, especially if it's something to do with like email or a call, for example, try and hold off on replying if you're in a bad mood or you're upset, because a lot of the time, if you take a little bit of time away, even if it's just an hour, maybe you need to take a whole day away from it. If you reply when you're in a calmer state, then things often go far better. I find that myself. I've needed to not reply to an email sometimes because I feel like I'm going in a bit too charged. So sometimes taking a step back and then coming back when you are less attached to the original email, perhaps, things come across a lot better. But I know that it's not always an easy thing to do. But I think it's just so funny because, you know, you and I have talked about encounters that we've had with various people. And unfortunately, the negative ones are kind of the ones that stick a lot of the time. And, you know, we've talked about people that we've had negative encounters with that we would never recommend to other people. We would never work with them ourselves. And it doesn't have to be that way.
No, and I used to have the mentality of, you know, I'm not going to talk about people, you know, but at the same time, I actually don't want my musician and music industry friends to go through what I've went through. And, you know, I've had some bad encounters with several different people in the music industry, particularly a couple publicists, without naming any names. But I've also had great experiences with publicists. The ones we've had on this show, I've had great experiences with.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just happens to be just a fluke that it's been a couple publicists. And, you know, so I would never recommend that. I talk to you about it and I tell other people about it. Be careful of this person. This is what happened with me, you know, and but at the same time, you know, be nice, but don't bow down to people. Don't kiss people's asses or anything like that, because, you know, sometimes they're the jerks, you know, and I'm not, you know, I mean, it's actually kind of an interesting thing to be nice to people who are even, you know, are rude, because it just makes them look that much worse. And sometimes it makes them feel, maybe if they have any empathy, it makes them feel really bad for being mean to you. Sometimes people want you to reciprocate that negativity because then it makes them feel like, oh, you're a jerk too. So I was justified in being a jerk to you. Right. But there is something to be said to, you know, someone's being rude. You're just like, oh, well, thank you very much. Thanks for your time. You know, Like, oh, you know, maybe it make them think for a second. But at the same time, you also have to stand up for yourself, I think, sometimes, you know. Yeah. So there's, you know, be nice, but also be assertive.
Yeah.
You know, don't go the aggressive route, but be assertive. You know, believe in yourself enough to stand up for yourself if someone is treating you improperly, which has happened, you know. And it's not, it's trial and error. It's not perfect, you know. The suckiest thing, I guess, is when someone's in a position of power and they use that to treat you poorly. But I have the utmost respect for people that I know in the industry who are in a position of power or in a position of fame or high success or whatever it is, but and they still treat people with the utmost respect. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that makes me smile. That makes me very happy. And that's what I want to model. That's what I want to model. So we've also seen the other side of it where people are in a position where they do take advantage of that and they think they are above people. And that turns me off and I want nothing to do with them. I won't work with them.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, I guess when we say the word nice, I think we probably do mean more respectful than necessarily nice. But then there is value in being a nice person in that you kind of are looking out for opportunities or ways to help people that maybe is kind of slightly out with what they would expect. So, for example, you might have someone who is always, you know, recommending clients for you, for example, or you may have someone who's always thinking, oh, I should introduce this person to this person because they could do something really great together. And I think that's kind of that's maybe slightly a step above the being respectful to another and kind of maybe going over and above.
Yeah, the bare minimum is the golden rule. Basically treat people the way you want to be treated. It's so simple. We shouldn't even have to talk about this. But I think people forget that this applies to all areas of your life. This is, you know, and if it's your music career, you should care enough about that, you know.
Yeah.
This goes to all angles. If you're playing a show, don't be a jerk to the other artists. Like, you know, I've countless times I've played a show and the other bands, especially if they're headlining, oftentimes they can just be jerks, but even more often, sometimes it's the openers that are cocky and you know,
yeah.
So, you know, I've actually had great experiences opening up for some artists and not so great experiences. Right. So, and I remember all those, you know, some of them for like a decade ago and I still remember, oh, that band, and they might've changed. They might be so nice now, but I still remember them treating me poorly.
Yeah.
You know, so and you never know who's going to go, like, it's, first of all, this shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter who's going to go on to be successful or not. You should just be a good person, but you never know who's going to go and get their own podcast and start talking about those bands that were jerks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the thing to keep in mind, you know, besides just being a good person. But I think what you're saying is like the next level up, which you definitely are, Ross, the next level up where you actually aren't just polite and respectful, but you also start thinking about other people too. You know, you've worked with people that you're like, hey, Marcia, you should connect with. And you don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. But that's just you being a genuinely good person. And I respect that. And a lot of other people really love you for that. You know, and it creates a reputation for yourself.
I think I feel that if more people were to do that, it would make the music industry a bit more of a kind of open, more pleasant kind of place to be. I mean, not that I'm saying it's not pleasant, but I mean there are a lot of people who will try and take advantage of you, and there is a very competitive kind of element in there. But I think if everyone was to be slightly less competitive, more kind of helping each other out, that would really kind of go a long way.
There's room for all of us. There really are.
Yeah. And I think that, yeah, you know, really, that's one thing that I would say as well, is that I've had people tell me that they've chosen to work with me because of referrals from other people or the testimonials that they've read. And I think that there's definitely value in treating people well because they are more likely to recommend you to other people. I think, you know, for example, if you're an artist and you meet someone at a show, that person's probably more likely to tell their friends to check you out than if they went to the show and you weren't so nice to them or you ignored them. They're probably going to be like, you know, I don't feel as close to that artist as I did before. So there's a kind of all.
I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen firsthand as a fan, and I've seen it happen as an artist. I've seen other bands be so rude to people walking up just by their merch. You can tell they're just sheepishly, you know, just being very, they're very shy, but they want to get the attention of the artist. And I've seen bands just be completely rude, you know, next to me in the merch line and everything. And you've just lost that. You've lost that potential fan for a lifetime. And I've always just made a point of being respectful to everyone, nice to everybody. Of course, you know, if they're being rude to me, that's a whole other different story. Well, it's not a whole different story. I'm not going to be, you know, just let it go. But no, I'm friendly, you know, and that's, but it's genuine. It's genuine. I'm not, you know, and that really has an effect. That has a ripple effect, you know. Just be nice in all aspects, you know, be nice to your fans, especially. That's the last thing I want to say too. be nice to your fans. Remember, you're nothing without that. You're just making music for yourself if you don't have your fans, you know. So remember them, be respectful to them, be considerate, and take the time to talk to them.
Yep. Yep. It goes a long way. It goes a long way. And I think, you know, that's a good place for us to wrap things up. So we would love to hear your thoughts and experiences on all of this from whichever side you're coming from. So please do leave us a comment and keep that conversation going.
Yeah. And you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. If you want to pick up one of our shirts, visit our website and use the coupon code BTROCKS to receive how much off your order, Russ?
You will receive 20% off your order. That's how kind we are.
20%. This episode was brought to you by Social Surge, your source for social media marketing and online music promotion. Check them out because they do what, Russ?
They keep the show alive.
They do.
And if you'd like to sponsor the show and become an official Bridger, join us on Patreon from as little as $1 per month. Not only will you be able to showcase your band or brand to our amazing audience, but your support will allow us to keep bringing you weekly videos here at Bridge the Atlantic.
That is it for B-Sides.
See you next time.